Here's a thought I'm titling, Time at the Speed of Time. I suspect a number of you have come to the realization that every picture we make operates as a time capsule. It's a historic image, which becomes more historic with the passage of time. I like to think of it this way. With every click of the shutter, we launch another time capsule into the future. And at its essence, each time capsule says, this moment was important. Now, if I'm right about that, there are some implications that I think are fascinating. First is, people will look back at our images, assuming they survive and they do look at them, and realize that they're not only seeing back in time relative to geological time and cultural time, but also individual personal time. What did you think was important enough to capture and preserve for future generations? I like to dig a little deeper, which I can do so by asking a simple question. Why do you make each photograph that you make? Every time you click the shutter, I believe you do so on purpose, because something felt important to you, and so let's capture it. If it doesn't feel important to you, why waste time capturing it? So I have faith that every capture reflects something that you think is worth preserving. At least you hope it's worth preserving. Now, sometimes we end up with a technical failure, sometimes a compositional failure, sometimes the picture just doesn't work. Set those aside. For all the ones that you create that do work, the why did you make this picture is what propels that image into time and into the future. Because it's the why that caused you to make the picture that is the connection to the future. And if they don't understand why you made the picture, how can it be of any use to them or any importance? The essence of what we do is that we think there is a reason why someone ought to care, ought to look, ought to enjoy it, including our future self, when we look back at our lifelong efforts in photography. I remember when I was in grade school, we had a time capsule project. I can't remember the purpose of it, but it was sort of fun and interesting. But everybody in our class was asked to contribute something to the time capsule, which was going to be dug up in the year 2000, which I think it was, but I don't know. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it's still underneath the dirt out there somewhere. But the point of the assignment to us kids was to make us pause and think, what do we think will be important for those future generations to see, to know, to experience, to hear from us? So it became an introspective sort of assignment as much as it was a time capsule for the future. I'm proposing the same thing takes place in our photography. Knowing what we want to photograph and why we want to photograph it, knowing the essence of what makes it important to us, is an important step in encapsulating that in our pictures. As a matter of fact, all that we do, choosing focal lengths, knowing where to stand, aperture and shutter speed, processing, all of that stuff that goes into making a picture is a part of the tools that we use to enhance the importance of what it is that we've decided to share with the future. I have no doubt that for the vast majority of our images, no one will ever care. That's just the nature of the tsunami of images that's coming out of the times in which we live. But we don't know. We can't be certain of that. Someday, somebody, somewhere might look at our pictures and think about us and what we did today. And just because that remote possibility exists, maybe it's worth our taking a little of our own time to decide what's important, what we want to share, what we think is worth preserving, and incorporate that in our creative efforts.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.